A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hi.
All right, so right off the bat, if you're a family member.
I was just thinking of that. I was going to say that.
Oh, really? You want to? Please, go ahead.
No, you can.
I'm just going to say, turn it off. Just don't listen.
We are asked sometimes for a warning.
Yeah.
A family member, if you were my second grade teacher or you teach our kids Hebrew school or anything like that, because I do know some of them listen, can you please just listen to the food episode or something where we talk
what
about
foods
our,
we like?
Our favorite dining options?
Right. Well, it was funny because my mom texted me before. Just saying, she took the kids overnight. She took all three kids.
First time in 7 months.
Yeah.
That they've, well, they slept out one other night at my friend's.
Right.
But we were packing. So it was literally like, it wasn't a date night or anything. We literally needed them out of the house because the movers were coming to pack everything up.
Yeah. So my mom took the kids and texted me today, how was your night? Or maybe I don't want to know.
Is that what you said?
With the like crying laughing emoji.
And what did you say?
I said, our night was great.
Did you say a no, you don't want to know?
No, I just.
eggplant. Yeah, cherries, right. Cherries.
What's cherries?
I think like a butt, maybe?
No.
I know the peach.
We had this conversation
cherry,
about the peach.
But cherries is like a sexual.
That'd be balls?
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know. Cherries are prettier than real balls.
Yeah, but isn't that the whole thing when somebody's like holding up like a pair of cherries?
Yeah, and you put them, your.
Okay. All right. So you, this past week, were actually very romantic, which is not common for you. And you left a note in my car. And the note said.
That looked like it was from a third grader.
Yes. It was an invitation to a date night for the two of us for tonight. You took care of the kids. My mom was taking them. And you set up for us to have a date. Saturday night, which was very cute. And you asked me to reply. So I texted you to respond that I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
So
I told you to RSVP.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's been, I'm sure so many of you can relate. Unless you have older kids who went back to college or, you know, it has been a really long time since we have had any kind of consistent alone time. We used to do date night every single week. Right. Our kids knew either Friday or Saturday night we were going out. And it really does. I've always said, you know, and we go into New York every couple of months or Atlantic City, or we've always sort of, I don't want to say preached, but have always made clear that we think that it has in some ways saved our marriage time and time again. Well, for the past 6-7 months, we haven't had that. So we have literally been nonstop in all the other aspects of our relationship, the responsibilities, the parenting, the daily grind, moving, all the non-romantic, non-fun parts of marriage are there. But we haven't had this other side, which you and I really need, which is that fun, exciting, more romantic side to offset that other stuff.
Yeah.
So I said to your mom the other night, or not the other night, the other week, like a week and a half ago, I said, listen, if you're not comfortable taking them, because she's been back at work, and obviously she wears a mask at work, and our kids are really good about wearing masks. They're really responsible about it. And I said to her, the kids will wear masks in your house. If you're not comfortable, absolutely don't take them. Don't feel any pressure. But we had been in her house for the high holidays. So I didn't, you know, I just wanted to like feel it out and be like, hey, you know, no pressure. But, and she was like, yeah, no problem. So I knew we were at a point where we really needed a night together.
And you just happened to have chosen a week that we ended up having a fight this week, mm-hmm. because I was being very irritable. I was very short with your asking me to do things or talk
everything.
About things.
Everything, everything I was which, talking to you about.
Which we'll get into a little yeah. bit later in the episode.
Right. I woke up yesterday, the day that was supposed to be our date night, and literally said, maybe I'll have a girl's night and you go and right. have a boy's night. Like, maybe I'll sit in the backyard. I'll invite a friend or two over. And we'll, like, I was not excited yesterday morning about hanging out.
No. No, you weren't. And I get it, and I couldn't explain myself. I was trying to save it for this podcast, but we'll get into that. But before we do, let's talk about last night.
Okay. That's a good movie about last night, by the way. Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, if you've never seen it. But yeah, okay, I have to be honest. We haven't been alone in a while. I was really looking forward to chilling. I have, you know, it's been stressful. I was really looking forward to having a drink or two and just hanging out because I knew she was taking them for the day today too. And I wanted to enjoy today. And it doesn't take much anymore. I'm almost 43 for me to feel hungover.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of times now where I'm like, I didn't even drink that much. Why do I feel like such shit today? Mm-hmm. And I knew I didn't want to feel like that. So I was trying to play it safe last night.
I did not let that happen.
No. And I was getting really annoyed.
Were you?
At first. Yes. At first you were like, drink, drink. Come on, drink. And you're like giving me shots. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I just want to relax. And I was starting to get annoyed at you. And then you said, well, I want to play a game.
Yeah. Well, I had this whole thing. So you had this thing envisioned where we're going to have a couple drinks and watch a movie and fall asleep and be very like,
you made a fire.
So I had a different, I was envisioning something different. And it was very like drinking a lot and being very sexual and having a good time. Mm-hmm. And it was, I had something in my mind. I wanted us to do something that we've never done before. And that, so all day, that's really all I was thinking about. So what do I know about playing games with your wife and how to be sexual playing games? All I know is like, hey, let's play strip poker and go from there. And see where that could go to. So what we did was we played strip poker, but there's only so much clothes you wear. So if something has to happen, you can't just like take off your clothes and be like, okay, game's over.
Well, know? And you cheated because had I known we were playing strip poker, I would have had a lot more layers
right,
on.
Right, so you were not dressed appropriately
no,
for strip poker.
I had like a shirt, pants, and flip-flops on.
So yeah, it turned into a game of strip poker and then a game of dare.
Mm-hmm.
So... And that's kind of where I was thinking the whole time, like, okay, strip poker is going to be fun. Like you and I, we never really see each other naked. That never really happens.
Well, not for long periods of time and not unless we're like in bed together covering
dark.
Each other.
Yeah, it's dark. Yeah. You know, blankets.
Right. Like, I prefer it like that.
I know you do.
Not for you, but for, I mean, not because I don't want to see you, but because I'm so self-conscious. Yes. We have gotten to a point in our relationship where we really never have sex in the morning or daytime anymore. So when you said you wanted to, when we were about to play strip poker, I was like, no, I'm not taking my clothes off. I will not take my clothes off. You know, it is very uncomfortable for me to be naked. Like now, I mean, 10, 15 years ago, no, it was fine. Now I am very, very uncomfortable with it. So when you said that, and you were sort of like, it'll be fun. I'm like, yeah, fun for you because you still have the same body that you had when you were 22 years old.
Okay. Not necessarily
true.
Oh,
come on. But I was not happy about it.
Well, you were not happy in the beginning, but you were having fun as we got into it. So I asked you, I wanted to know, how did you feel like in the beginning compared to as we kept playing, mm-hmm. how did that change?
Well, in the beginning, I was sort of thinking to myself, you know, I haven't even really liked him all week. Why do I even want to like get naked with him and play a game and put myself in an uncomfortable situation? My trust with you and my feelings for you were a little rattled. And so there was part of me that was like, why am I going to like be vulnerable and get naked for him when I don't even really like him right now. Like that doesn't sound fun for me. And also It was a little awkward at first being alone together. Did you feel that at all?
What do you mean?
Like, it's been so long since we were alone by ourselves. I almost felt like we had hyped it up so much this night that then I felt pressure.
Oh, but because we were actually alone, there were no
kids.
Yeah, we're so used to the kids thing. Like, yeah. Nobody's here. What do we do?
Yeah. So that was, you know, and the past few weeks have definitely been really rough for me with our relationship. And
No, it's been like a week.
A little more than that. But like the great philosopher Paul Rudd said in the masterpiece, This is 40, we're at that place in our relationship where everything one of us says annoys the shit out of the other one.
Right.
That was sort of how we were, where we were.
Yes.
Yes.
But at least I had an excuse.
Ugh. Okay. So when we first started playing the game, I was like, there's no fucking way I am sitting on the couch. First of all, sitting is the worst position to be naked in as a woman. Why? Like, I'd rather stand and play strip poker.
That's awkward.
No, it's not. Because when you sit down, everything folds and rolls and drops, and it's much better standing. It should really be a standing game.
So we'll try that next time.
Well, I can't stand standing for that long. Poker. I'm getting old. So I was definitely not looking forward to it when we first started playing, and it started going really fast. Like, we were playing this really fast version of strip poker.
We were just playing 5-card draw.
Yeah.
Real quick hands.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So when it first started, no, I was not. But I was. Like, sort of like really happy that you wanted to play, because I just always assume that you think my body is disgusting and I, you know, and that you are upset about it.
Well, you kept saying that in the beginning, you were trying to cover yourself.
Yes.
But the whole time I was trying to like at least let you know, no, this is what I want to do. I want to see you. I want to, like, do this.
Right, I appreciated that. But this is also when we talked about this in the sexy episode. This was also when you can't go 4, 5, 6 weeks not ever complimenting someone ever and then all of a sudden be like, I want to see you naked, when they're self-conscious.
Okay.
Because that's why you need to consistently, and you're like, well, I never see you naked. You're always in sweats, or you're always this. We went out to dinner the other night with another couple sitting outside, and I got dressed up and stuff. I hadn't gotten dressed up in I don't know how long. Like, it would have been nice if you could have just been like, you look really nice.
I did say that.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did. As soon as you came downstairs and we were getting ready to go, I said that to you.
Oh, I didn't.
You don't listen
you.
To me because
no.
You're on your fucking phone looking through TikTok and
well, anyway,
swiping videos.
It certainly isn't enough where if you're like, take your clothes off, I'm like, oh, I know how he feels about me, so that won't be so awkward and uncomfortable.
And I thought of this. Number one, we're married 18 years. Is that right?
That is correct.
We're together 20 years. We've never done anything like this. Mm-mm. And
we've done a lot of like sexual experimentation.
Yeah.
But not a lot of like games.
Yeah, never a game of like anticipation or like.
No, this was really, I am so happy that you had me do it.
Yeah.
It was one of the best nights maybe we've ever had.
Wow.
I don't know. What do you think?
I loved it.
It was so fun.
I barely slept last night because I was so happy thinking about it
right,
all night.
Right. Like, it really was.
It was in
so
my dreams. I was
fun.
Up thinking about it.
Oh,
like,
that makes
I barely
me happy.
Slept.
Yeah. And especially considering that we don't usually do stuff like this. And it was sort of a big step for us. And we aren't really the type of people. First of all, our fucking kids are home all the time. It just goes to show, like, you've never married too long and you're never too old to do this stuff.
No. There's one thing I kept going back to thinking, like, I was making a fire. We had our fireplace converted from gas to wood burning. Mm-hmm. So for the first night, we had a wood burning fire going, and I'm fucking naked walking around
playing
the house,
with fire,
playing with fire, like going outside, running outside to get the wood, bringing it in.
Yeah.
And I was getting a little too close to the fireplace trying to be a little careful.
You're also drunk.
I was drunk, but you know, like I, you know, had my own wood going.
Oh, your own wood going.
So if I was getting too close to the fireplace, you know, it was a little warm.
I made that joke on Instagram that you were pitching a tent.
Oh, pitching. All right.
That means to get a boner.
A tent. But we weren't camping. We were.
Well, I put a picture of the fire.
Oh, did you?
Was, yeah.
How did it look? Did anybody say it was a great fire?
Oh my God. They were like, it's the best fire
ever.
Best is Adam and Eagle Scout.
Yes.
My dad was an Eagle Scout.
Oh.
No, your dad was impressed.
Yeah.
So it was. It wound up being from what it took a turn really fast to from the night was sort of like, all right, we're going to watch another movie. You know, we're going to have wine and cheese and then we'll probably go upstairs, have sex, go to bed and wake up today and it'll be all the same to kind of a transformative night.
Right.
Yeah. Damn. Good job.
Thank you.
I almost don't hate you anymore.
I know you said that last night too. You know, it was funny that you said to me, if you even remember saying it, you were like, you made me feel like a kid again. And I was thinking to myself, were you doing this as a kid?
I guess the giddiness, it felt exciting and giddy and a little wrong. And, yeah. The type of, like, it's so funny because I went from hiding myself to you literally saw like every single fucking part of me by the time we were done.
Well, but we got to the dare. Yeah. Like after the clothes came off and it was like, that was like 4 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
It was like, now what can we do?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to talk about any of those things?
I don't know how much information people want. People probably don't want to come sit on our couch until I have it cleaned.
I mean, it was like the Hustler version of the of dare
strip,
game.
Of strip poker.
Like opening, like flipping through the pages of the old Hustler magazine.
Right.
Like those are the things that were going
right.
on.
Right. But we ran out of things kind of quickly.
Yeah.
Well, next time I need to be prepared. Like I'll go out and buy props.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Like I didn't have any props. Like what was I going to use? Like a spatula or like I would have had things ready.
Right. We did kind of run out of things to do. And I think for the last dare, I was like, all right, just come like sit on me for 20 minutes. I'm sorry, 20 seconds. And
20
we'll see
minutes.
What happens. And that turned into just the
then,
end of the
night. And then we were done. Yeah. And this was all over by 10 o'clock.
Well, we did start at 5.
Yeah. But, so. You know, I mean, that's important to me. I like a night to end early.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
That's why I love being able to start early.
Yes.
You can be done early and
then
get a good night's sleep.
We are in our 40s, man, like nobody's business. But no, it was really, really fun. I was so happy that you thought of it. I was appreciative that you thought of it. I was appreciative that you made me feel like you really wanted to do it and you were excited about it.
Oh my God, I was so excited.
I know. And you know, and I am trying to love my body. I am trying to be body positive and everything. Listen, it's a struggle. And I am extremely self-conscious, really. But by the end, I really wasn't.
No, you definitely weren't. That's why I asked you how you felt differently.
Right. But the beginning, I really was.
I know.
Yeah.
I was doing what I could to try to make you feel
comfortable. You were great.
It was so funny because at the same token yesterday, we were taking our son to go look at a place for his bar mitzvah yesterday morning. And like, all I'm thinking about is what am I going to make you do when we get
really?
To the dare portion? I'm like half thinking, oh, where are we going to seat people for this bar? I'm like, who cares? What am I going to make my wife do tonight?
Aww,
that's going to turn me on and make it
fun.
Hot.
See, I like that.
Yeah.
I know. And it was good. It was like teamwork because I planned the night and then you came up with the... So I know that it's, listen, we were able to have the kids go to your mom's and this really did, I think it reconnected us in a way.
Yeah. It was like a new start, but like it took us to a new place.
Yeah. And I think the last few weeks, maybe even the last few months, when we look at each other, all we see is stress. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I know that I need to ask you to do things and, you know, I'm home all day with the kids and I know you're at work all day. And it's like, it's almost like a transactional relationship because we're really just kind of trying to get through the day-to-day grind. So now when we look at each other for, I feel like the next few weeks, we're going to be thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
I can't stop thinking.
And it's important. And I hope that other people will do it because let me tell you, man, if there is ever someone who was uncomfortable, it was me. And look, I realize we didn't like go to hedonism or anything. It wasn't like anything. So, but for us, this was a big deal.
No, it was just fun. It was a game. It was just us having a good time.
Right, but people are going to be like, you played strip poker, big fucking deal.
Right. I guess for some people, that's like a normal occurrence and every week thing. But for us, this is the first time we've
ever
done it.
I don't think during the pandemic, if you have kids home, anybody is playing strip poker on a weekly basis. And if you are, please teach me your ways, because we have a 15-year-old in the house and there's no way we are playing strip poker.
No, but it was fun. It was us being adventurous. It was us doing something for the first time we've ever done before. Mm-hmm. As adventurous as we've been in the past already, you know, I was just trying to think of something different. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
Or should we take a break?
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so what I wanted to talk about was why I mentioned before that I was getting very irritable and very short when you were asking me to do things. And this was happening to me at work too. So it wasn't just you. So we used to be pack-a-day smokers, like back in the day. And then we stopped.
The good old days.
20 years ago, long time ago. And we were doing just, you know, social smoking ever since. And it was great that we were able to do that. And we were able to just smoke when we were with people who smoked or just went out drinking.
Wait, you can't just say that it was great that we were able to do that. Because then I know there are people out there who are saying you should never smoke and whatever.
But yeah, there's a lot of things you should never do.
Okay, but we're also the type of people who... We were sort of like, listen, there are certain things that we love to do that we're going to do in moderation. And, we both have addictive personalities. So we do have to be careful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we were, except for the times when I was pregnant, not pregnant.
Sorry.
Sorry. Except for the times right after I had our three kids. And I really like became a full-time smoker again. I mean, but I would just sit there out in the morning for like 2 hours just chain smoking.
Right.
Like I was sort of like, we spoke about this in another episode. I just sort of felt like my body was finally my own again. And I could sit outside and just have that time alone. And then I would go inside, like I said, and shower and change my clothes, whatever, all the appropriate things.
Like that scene in This Is 40 when she has the
gloves on.
The washing gloves on.
Yes.
And she's out the window.
So except for that, I really, I'll go a couple months in between cigarettes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't doing it for a while, for a lot of years. We weren't going a couple months. We were going like once a weekend.
Right.
Or,
very true.
Which in my opinion, I'm still okay with. That's fine with me. Like that doesn't bother
me. Listen, people can do whatever they want. I don't really do that anymore.
No, not at all.
Right.
Right. So I was smoking... I got to a point where I was smoking cigarettes a little too much and I wanted to stop. And then 2 years ago when the Juul came out, that was a way for me to say, hey, I could try this instead and do this in moderation instead of smoking cigarettes because it's probably a little bit better. I know it's not good for you and it's not, you know, but better than smoking cigarettes. So I tried that instead. And then that became, after I did that in moderation for probably a year or more. And then it became, I could have this with my morning coffee. And it's vanilla flavored, so it tastes kind of good with my coffee in the morning.
Wait, how long is this going on that you were smoking in the morning and stuff?
Probably like a year.
Holy shit, Adam.
Yeah. So... But then that.
So you would just lay in bed and.
I would just lay in bed. Because, you know, we've spoken 100,000 times already that we sleep in separate bedrooms. So yeah. I go up to, you know, I get my coffee in the morning. You know,
I can't
6 o'clock
it.
In the morning. I bring my coffee up and I'll have my Juul with me. And.
And our son has caught you sometimes.
Yes.
Our son, who now he's 12, he hasn't caught you in a while, but he was catching you. And we actually spoke about this in your therapist's office that. There was one point where he caught you in when you were in the family room. You like snuck the jewel and took, and he saw it. And I'm so, I was really furious. Like I was really like, you can't just sit in our fucking family room and smoke the jewel. And you have tweens and teenagers in your house.
Right.
So we talked about it in therapy, and you hadn't done that since, but I had no idea you were sitting upstairs in the morning.
Well, that's the whole thing that becomes, like, I've researched about this, and the jewel becomes like a hiding thing because it's so easy to do. So you're hiding it from your kids, you're hiding it from your spouse, you're hiding it from whoever, you know, if you don't want them to know. Obviously, if your spouse doesn't want you doing it, you're hiding it. So even, you know, if you're going away, you're sneaking to the bathroom to do it. Or if you're home and you're sneaking away so the kids, you make sure that they don't see you do it. And it just got to be...
Were you doing it at work?
I was doing it at work for the last few months. And so like I said, so it started out as just being when I drink, you know, on the weekends. Like,
God, you
cigarettes.
Really did have to be sneaky.
You have to be sneaky. And that's the whole thing. That's like a mind fuck about the thing too, where it's like, well, it got to the point where... I'm not enjoying it because I have to be sneaky and I have to hide it.
Weren't you feeling guilty?
Yes, and I was feeling completely guilty. And but this is all that was leading up to me saying I finally have to stop doing this because, number one, it's not good for you.
Duh.
Right. So that's number one. That's without saying. Number two, it's so 2019 anyway. It's not cool anymore.
I mean, I have a feeling during the pandemic there are a lot more people doing it than
I'm sure there are.
2019.
But they got, and number three, you know, they banned all the flavors. So I was the creme brulee smoker and they got rid of them. So I didn't want to go like to the tobacco flavor. That didn't do it for me.
Right. So you were at least being gourmet about it for so a little while.
I was like, like,
and
chef.
Now you're just a regular Joe Schmo.
No. So what I had to do is talking about being sneaky. I started texting a vape shop owner that when,
and none of it is cheap.
Well, that's the point. So it was cheap. It was when it was completely legal.
No,
until I started
bought a
banning
jewel
it.
Before. They're like $80.
No. A jewel is like $10 now.
Oh.
A pack of four is like $15. But when they started banning flavors, they 20, 25.
No, the actual jewel.
The actual jewel is like $10 now. Oh. It's like, not, well, now it's nothing because nobody's doing it anymore. It's like not.
Oh, because I bought one a few years ago when I was out on a girls' night with some friends. Yeah. And I couldn't believe how expensive it was.
But the price of the actual jewel came down. It was $15 for a pack of four pods. When they started discontinuing the flavors, they started going up like crazy. It started going to 20, 25, even 30 for a pack. So it was getting ridiculous. And then it got to the point where I was saying, I had to like have my connection of like my vape shop guy to find the flavor because it was banned. So if they could get it, they would let me know and I would buy it. And then that stopped. And then I had to go to the Canadian version of it, the vanilla pod, because there was no more creme brulee. So now I'm buying online to find where I can.
Where are you getting it
shipped from Canada?
The store.
To the store.
Oh my God.
And like a box that's like not labeled and like a, you know, what's it called? Just whatever, a plain box with a label that doesn't say vape or anything on it, you know, anything like that. And if it had my name on it, it was given to me without being opened. So it wasn't a problem. And it, like all of that adding between like how much it was costing, what I was having to do to get this thing, the hiding and the sneakiness, and I know it's not good for me and I don't want to disappoint my kids if they, you know, I don't want them catching me doing this again anyway. But all of that stuff being done, I was like, I need to stop. Like it's time. And I even got to the point where I was like, I really would love to go back to the once a month having a cigarette with you, going out to dinner. Like that was fun. This became not fun. And it was just a thing because it's so, I don't want to turn this into like a public service thing, but it's so fucking
nobody's
addictive.
Taking public service shit from you. Trust me. Don't worry.
But it's so like they brand themselves as to stop smoking cigarettes and use this instead. This is so much more addictive than cigarettes. It's so crazy the difference.
I think it's so strong. I can't even stand when it goes down.
But that's the whole point about this is I tried like last night I bought a pack of cigarettes. And I lit one, and I did not like it.
Because you didn't feel it? Or?
I didn't feel it. Yeah. It smelled. It tasted bad. I wasn't into it. And I was really bummed because I wanted to be able to enjoy a cigarette again. And like I said, not to start smoking, you know, become a smoker, just to enjoy it like we used to do it. Like, have it be a social, fun thing.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hate it. It was fine. Mm-hmm. But the Juul is so much better. It really is. I'm so glad I never liked it.
It
tastes good.
And I love smoking, trust me.
But every time you pull it, you get like a great hit on it. And you get that great nicotine feeling from it. Like, you get that nicotine high from it every time you take a pull from it. You don't smell. It's so easy to do. Your biggest worry is if it's charged or not. Like, it's just so. But I got to the point where I just had to stop. Mm-hmm. I had to stop doing it. And so last week, so it was actually 8 days.
And meantime, I didn't know you were ever Juuling. And in fact, I thought to myself, I was really impressed that you hadn't in so long.
No.
So the whole time I'm thinking to myself, you know, that he's doing great. And, you know, our son used to catch me smoking once in a while. He used to catch you with the Juul. None of that had happened. I mean, I think I smoked once since the pandemic started, you know, when I was at a girlfriend's house. But, you know, I was really, you know, I was really happy that he hadn't seen anything. And you really must have been, that has to be some of why you were acting even the past few months, the way you were act. Like, okay, so there was a morning, I guess maybe a month or two ago, where you were acting really weird. And I came into your room. You had been acting really weird for a few days. I came into your room and I saw you were hiding something. And remember, I walked back in and I go, are you having a fucking affair?
Well, yeah.
I was 100% serious.
Well, I know. You walked in and I thought it was the kids. So I freaked out and like pulled the blanket over me or something like that. Like, I freaked out because I thought it was the kids. I wasn't as nervous about you walking in on me as the kids. I just don't want the kids to see it.
I would have been pissed.
I know you would have, but we would have talked about it, but like with the kids, it's different. They're impressionable, and I don't want them seeing me doing that. So I freaked out, and I didn't even know how to react. And then you came back 2 minutes later and said, "Were you texting a woman?"
I was you grabbed something and shoved it under the blankets, and I was literally, you know, with our history of you hiding things and the lying. My first go-to is he's having a fucking affair, because it was also in timing with something else had been going on. I don't remember what, that we were distant or we hadn't had sex in a little bit or I don't remember. But I really that day was like, is he having a fucking affair? And then you told me that you were hiding the Juul, but I assumed it was like that one morning. I didn't know you had been doing it.
Oh yeah.
So much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think I may have been getting a little distant prior to me trying to stop, just because I was getting kind of like fed up with it. And like, it wasn't fun anymore. And it wasn't like, yeah, it felt good, but it wasn't like, in my mind, it was more of a stress than it was a reliever. So I was prepping myself to get ready to quit this thing. And I quit cold turkey. I just stopped. And that was 8 days, 34 minutes and 18 seconds ago.
Yeah, exactly.
it's the hardest. One of the hardest things I've ever had to do was, it's on your mind all day.
All right. Well, I asked our community, I said, because I think one of the problems is that you don't think it's a big, like, you're sort of like, oh, I'm not, anything that you're not cheating, you never think is a big deal to hide.
No, I thought this was a big deal to hide. That's why I was wanting to stop.
So I asked our Instagram community, if you found out about your partner, that your partner was smoking behind your back, how angry would you be?
Wait, should I answer or are you answering those? Like, if it was you?
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted me to answer before you read those answers.
Oh, you can.
No, I wouldn't care. I
if you found out that I was Juuling behind your back.
No, but I probably wouldn't care.
Okay, you probably wouldn't care because I don't have a history of lying. Like, you don't have any trust issues.
No, but
with
for
me.
Something like that, you wouldn't have to hide from me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not something. I would.
No, I think if I was drooling all the time, you would not be happy about it.
Drooling sounds so like
teenager.
2 years ago, like it was kind of cool to say like you're drooling.
Right. But what I'm saying is I do not think you would have liked that. I think you would have been upset if I was doing it all the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. 70% said they would be pretty or very angry.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of, it's still hiding something. It's still lying. And granted, you know, I'm sort of like, if that's the worst of it, then fine. But that's because I know what the other lying has been. So no, I mean, I'm not like super angry, but you know, I certainly don't like the ongoing pattern of the hiding things. You know, it's very upset. You know, the whole thing is very upsetting that you constantly, that there's.
Yeah, but this wasn't one of those things where it's like, I'm hiding something from you and then you found out. So it's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And now I have to stop it. I was on my own. I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
I need to stop. Like this was a self. Yeah. This wasn't like, you caught me. I now have to be a good boy again. This was, you know, I knew it was enough.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm a grown up. I'm a good boy. I did it on my own. You know what I mean?
All right. So are you hiding anything else that I should know about?
Well, I wanted to ask you first.
Oh, shit. No, I want to know from you first.
Well, I'm not just going to come out and tell you, obviously, if I'm hiding something.
What
from
are you.
You
hiding?
Nothing. Of course not. There's nothing. I shouldn't say of course not.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's nothing. And I think, you know, I've hid so much in the past and I've done enough wrong to know when enough's enough. And this to me is not like a huge deal. This is not like I'm betraying you in any way.
But I agree.
But I felt bad enough that I'm hiding something.
Yeah.
Because of our past.
And we're also getting older. Like, you know, we don't need to be smoking all the time. And I'm not putting anybody down. But we're also drinkers. We also eat a lot of shit food. We also like, there are a lot of bad, like,
but yeah, smoking is not our one thing that's like, oh,
don't say our anymore. I don't even do it.
What do you mean? No, but it's something you would want to do. It's something that you, if you could, you would do it every day. It's like you love it.
That is correct.
Yeah. So my point is, it's not like smoking is our only thing where we go back to and say, well, we're really good, but mm-hmm. we smoke. No, we do all those other things. We drink and we,
you know, yeah. I'm trying to think.
Is there anything that you hide from me or?
It's so funny. My mom used to hide. I don't think she does anymore. I don't think she needs to anymore. But all growing up, my mom always worked part time. Like she never made a lot of money, but she always worked part time. And she used to take the cash. My dad, we've spoken before. My dad was, I'll use the word frugal, but that is a very, very, very nice term, frugal, for my dad. And he's a wonderful man, awesome man, cheap as hell. And my mom, like, you know, it would be frustrating to her. She used to take cash and hide it in books. We had a huge bookcase in our family room, you know, hundreds of books. And she used to pick a book and hide it in there.
And then she sold those books on eBay for $10, forgetting there was
the $100 in there. The good news was she never remembered which books it was in, so I could always find the money and use it with my friends.
Right.
But she did. She always felt like she had to hide. You know, she hid money from my dad so that when she wanted to buy something, she could buy something. And I kind of always thought it was smart. I was always sort of like, you know, I haven't had a job where I've made a separate, you know, separate money from you and gotten a separate income. So I couldn't hide money. I've never, you know, sometimes maybe.
Well, you kind of do.
I do?
Well, no, you don't.
Please explain.
You don't earn a separate income, but I know you have ways of hiding money.
I
and
do?
Using it, yeah.
What are my ways of hiding money?
Where, whatever it may be, though, we might spend money somewhere or somebody owes us money, but they'll Venmo you.
Oh yeah.
And that money's gone. I'll never see the light of day of that
right,
money.
Right.
Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Okay. But that's not really hiding.
Well, it is. I mean,
it's strategy.
Like we went in on a gift and for $50.
Uh-huh.
And then, so somebody owed, so you laid out 500 and everybody owes you 50.
Yeah.
And it all goes to your Venmo.
Yeah, and I pay for the kids' tutoring.
Oh, come on.
I don't think I can't even think of anything that I hide. I really can't. The only things that I would think of is that I used to, but you really knew about it. I used to like lay down and nap in the middle of the day. The kids are home all the fucking time now. Maybe I lay down for 20 minutes, but I certainly can't like nap.
Well, so that brings me to another question. Is there things that you don't do because I'm not around that you probably should be doing?
What do you mean?
Like when I come home from work, do you know when I'm coming home and you get up and you're like, oh, look at me, I'm cleaning when you get home, or I'm doing the dishes? Or,
well, I do know
I've been doing
that
this all day.
I do a countdown of like, okay, he's going to be home, so I have like another hour before I have to put the dishes in the dishwasher, stuff like that. Yes, but it's not, I'm not hiding anything. I'm sort of like, and I think it's different in the past 6-7 months while the kids are always home.
Like I envision, like I'm at work, I know the kids are home now, so it's different than normal. But you being home for 6 hours,
and also working, and
no,
with
I'm
the
saying
kids.
I'm saying like kind of I'm thinking before because the kids are home now because of the quarantine and the pandemic and all that stuff. But like if you're home for 6 hours, for the 5 hours you're home doing nothing, and then for the last hour because you know I'm coming home, you start like vacuuming
all
and
right,
doing
wash
dishes.
Wash yourself.
And then I'll walk
now
in.
Now it's turning into a 1950s style housewife episode.
But that's, well, wait a minute. First of all, I mean, you're not now because you're working now. But when you were a stay-at-home mom, that's part of what you did. So that's kind of why I bring it up.
Okay.
No?
Let's not go down that path right now.
Okay. All righty.
But they're really, you know, they're really, I mean, I don't tell you about if I buy stuff. It's not like I go and tell you about it, you know, I don't really, I mean, maybe at night if I'm like snacking, I prefer you didn't like walk into the kitchen while I'm like having, you know, a gross chips snack or something, but
no, but you do that in complete open now.
No,
so.
I don't, there's really nothing.
Is there anything
you'd want to
do?
Was there anything?
Like, is there anything in your mind that you're like, if I could get 5 minutes alone right now, I would. Whatever. No? Like masturbating
I could do that when I'm in bed by myself.
See, that's so fucked up, first of all. Because for me, it's like a process. I have to make sure I can lock the door because I need like paper towels. Mm-hmm. I need lotion. I need like a setting. I need,
No.
You could just like
it. Oh, no, that's not a big deal at
all. Right, so like if I walked in, there would be no...
That's not true. I mean, you would definitely see probably, first of all, sometimes I put something on TV or on my computer, so you would see that.
Right.
Not always, but sometimes. And I'm sure I would look like I'm not just sitting there watching something normal.
But you could be laying with the blanket over you.
Yeah.
With the TV on.
It would be a little.
Really?
Yeah, I think you would still be able to sense it.
But like for me, if you walked in, I'd have like paper towels all over my stomach, lotion on the side of the bed.
So when do you do it?
I barely do because it's so hard. Like it's
right.
A process.
Right.
I know some guys aren't into that and they just fucking jerk off and all over themselves, like all over their stomach and it's over and they just go wash it. Like I don't.
You're too
do
clean
that.
For that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
I know
you're too clean. I asked, have you ever found out your partner was lying to you? This is for our Instagram community. About something, not like a surprise party, because I knew people were going to be like, yeah, he brought me a gift and I, you know, something more substantial. 63% said yes.
Wait, I'm sorry, say it again.
Have you ever found out your partner was lying to you about something,
okay.
You know, more substantial than like a white lie, like a surprise
right.
party?
Okay.
63% said yes, 37% said no. I thought it would be higher than that for yes.
Were there any examples?
No, but I guess, I don't know, maybe they haven't been married that long or still
right.
dating or, but no, has your partner ever caught you lying to them? Well, how much do you think said yes?
Has your partner ever caught, that's got to be low, 40%?
33% yeah. said yes. Are you currently hiding something from your partner and feeling guilt or worried about it? Only 16% said yes. That's pretty good. I guess right now with the pandemic, you can't
hide
shit.
Yeah, how do you hide?
Something I hid from my partner. I mean, the obvious cheating. I told him I never masturbated and I masturbated all the time.
Why would you tell your partner you never masturbate?
I guess for some people,
I shouldn't say that. Some people.
Well, it's so interesting because we were sitting around. I was going to actually wanted to talk about this in another episode. But the other night we were sitting around. Your mom was over and your sister and our niece and nephews and our kids. And we were all sitting around and it came up about that I post on Instagram about vibrators. You know, that one of our sponsors is a vibrator company, and I'm very really open about it. And everybody was sort of like, how can you post, not our kids so much, but.
Well, they're used to it.
They're used to it. Yeah. And they don't care. They really don't care.
Well, that's not true. Cause Ian the other day was like, you have a sponsor for vibrators?
Yeah. But then he was over it pretty quickly. He didn't know what it was when he saw the picture. So. And you know, one
didn't
thing,
he repost it?
He did. He didn't repost that. He reposted a picture of all my posts, and that was one of them. Yeah. So everybody could see it. But, you know, it was so interesting because everybody there, you know, your family was sort of like, you know, everybody was laughing about it. I mean, they don't really care and they're fully supportive and everything, but it certainly is something that they would never do.
Right.
And my first reaction was, wait a minute. They're fucking fine. I'm not selling guns. I'm not selling, like, I'm sort of like, why would I? Who cares?
You're selling happiness.
Yeah, I'm not selling cigarettes. I'm not selling, you know what right. I mean? So for me, I know a lot of people have that reaction. And sometimes when I post it, I'm sort of like, oh, our kids' teachers are going to see this and our, you know.
Yeah, but our kids are not our audience. So it's fine. Like,
it's fine anyway, because it is, I mean.
Well, no, it's not fine if kids are our audience. I don't think that's okay.
Obviously, yeah. Kids are not our audience. But I'm saying it's okay for me that our kids know that.
Yes.
Whereas you're saying, you know, you're hiding the jewel and whatever. This is not something I think that I need to hide, that I'm, you know, I don't say to our kids, don't follow us on Instagram. The only reason I say with the stories and stuff, don't follow is because we share stuff that I just think they're not going to want to see. It's not anything that I think that they necessarily shouldn't see.
Well, yeah, they shouldn't listen to this episode because they shouldn't know of us playing strip poker
of
and
course.
Having
right. No, that
some
will
crazy
scar them forever.
Games. Yeah.
But it's so interesting how, like, you know, something like that, where I'm sort of like, why is that something that people want to hide anymore? Like, that is, I think, what is so good about posting it on Instagram, and what's so good about talking about it and everything is that sex toys and vibrators and everything, like, it hurts no one.
Well, it depends how, you know,
how big it is.
Toy, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. It's certainly a thing that's optional to use. Nobody has to use it. And if you are, who the fuck cares? Good for you. It's not, you know, it's not like something that you would be selling that maybe one day when you're sitting in your deathbed, you're sort of like, I wish I hadn't sold that to people. Like, I'm never going to regret giving someone a fucking orgasm and making money for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
I would regret, you know, if I was hiding smoking from my family all the time. And I mean, not really. That's like a stupid.
Do you think if, like, this pandemic wasn't happening, the kids were gone all day, I'm gone all day, you probably would be smoking a little bit more? It's okay. You can admit it.
No, not because of that. I think the reason I would be smoking more is because I would be doing more girls' nights. We would be doing more date nights.
More alone time.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it like by yourself.
Maybe once in a while.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe once in a while in the morning with a cup of coffee.
I know you
But
would,
I'm fine without it.
I know you would never be like full-time smoker again.
One day, maybe.
But that's okay when you're
90. I say all the time, if the world is going to fucking end in 2020, tell me now. Because I will light up from morning until night smoking. Yeah. I will, my God.
Are those killer bees coming? Are there wasps or whatever those
things
were?
Murder hornets?
The hornets? Murder hornets?
No, they were. I think they got written out of the 2020 script.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we've kind of gotten to everything here. Do you have anything else?
No. So how are you? What are your next steps for the jeweling? Are you done?
I'm done.
Now, if you start again and if you can't stop, are you going to tell me?
Yes. I'm probably going to do it like I was doing cigarettes for a long time, like when I'm hanging out, when I'm, if somebody else that I'm with is is smoking or doing that, or, but I'm done with the morning with the coffee and all day at work, like every day, like that's not what I'm doing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with that. And like I said, it was so fucking hard. I don't know if you, for people out there who have tried to quit cold turkey anything, this is as hard, I think. I never...
Of course. Everybody knows quitting smoking
this,
is...
No, this enorm- is harder.
Well, for you.
I've quit smoking cigarettes. Cold turkey. I know. This is so much harder to quit.
Wow, that says a lot about the Juul, about the device.
So, well, because I think the nicotine is so much more. That's why you get that better hit from it. It's so good.
Real, I yeah, hate it. I think so it's good. So gross.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, boy.
But no, I try not to use the word quit because I don't think I quit. I'm done with the hiding and the all the time and all the like what I did with cigarettes. When I was smoking cigarettes all the time, I stopped. And then I did it socially or when I was having a drink.
Do you think your mom had any idea that you were doing it at work?
Nope.
I mean, yeah, you're definitely a good hider, man. You're a good liar. It's fucked up.
I didn't lie.
Oh, come on.
I didn't say
hiding something and lying are very similar.
I wasn't smoking the Juul.
Well, when you were lying to me, you were really good at that, too.
Okay, but I don't lie anymore.
You could have gotten an Academy fucking award.
I don't lie. I didn't lie. I never said to you,
I think hiding something and lying are parallel.
They're cousins.
They're cousins. Yeah,
it's related. It's
fine.
Not...
They're inbred cousins who are sleeping together.
Okay, but I never lied. And I wasn't hiding it to like deceive you or because I felt like to you I was.
You know I understand.
Yeah,
I know.
What I mean. You know what I mean. This wasn't like a.
It's interesting. I told you to listen. I'm not going to equate this at all to what I'm about to say. But Dax Shepard, his podcast, Armchair Expert, one of the main things of that podcast is that he is sober. He's 16 years sober, never had a relapse. And that's a very big part of who he is and a very big part of the podcast. He recently... I guess fell off the wagon. I don't know the correct
on or off which way
terminology. Right. Anyway, he messed up, and I guess for a couple months. Don't hold me to the specifics. Listen to the episode. It's a really well done episode. It's called 7 Days. He had been lying to his best friend and Kristen Bell, to his wife, and. It was a big deal to him, 16 years, and now he had fallen off. So he was trying to get back on, I don't know the terminology, but it's a really good episode. And it is, it is true that it is hard, especially I think right now during the pandemic and everything, at every turn we are being destroyed. Like every day you wake up and it's chaos in this world. And I think
it's like something new
every
day when you
fucking
wake up.
Day you wake up and it's what is going to be on the news today. So I do think that there are a lot of people probably falling off the wagon and having a hard time. And that's why, we do have to be all, really forgiving of ourselves and each other.
Should I have said to you a week ago, listen, this is what happened. I stopped the Juul. I'm sorry. I'm going to be very irritable. Would that have made anything better?
Yeah, well, I will say that like when you hit it that
like I'm
one
off
time
nicotine and...
when you hit it that one time hit it in your bed, when I walked in and you thought it was one of the kids, and this past week, what I think in my head is way worse than you Juuling. Hate me. I think you're not
in
love with me
I'm
anymore.
Saying this last week, not when
no,
you walk
but
in.
I think that it probably makes you irritable at other times too, because I'm sure there are times when you want to do it when you're in the house and stuff and you can't.
No.
You probably don't realize it, but your body is expecting it. That's right. How nicotine works.
Yeah.
I'm sure it makes you irritable more than you realize.
Probably. But I started feeling like shit even though when I was doing it.
No. Like, when you're hiding something, when you are hiding this, and to some people, I don't want to make it like it's not a big deal because some people might be really, really upset about that. This to me is not such a huge, I don't like it that you are hiding it, but what was going on in my head is way worse than you hiding the Juul. I take it so personally. And right. I automatically think he's not in love with me anymore. He's not attracted to me anymore. He's, you know, he's having an emotional affair with someone else. He hates our life together now. He like the place that I go to, I'm sure, because of my self-consciousness is far beyond, oh, he needs some nicotine.
Yeah, I was trying not to talk about it because I did want it. For us, it's unique because we have this podcast and I wanted to save it for the podcast. I wanted like a real reaction from you while we were on. Because listen, anybody who's listened to
us. I'm glad you told me before the podcast. I needed it to sink in a little bit.
Yeah, like anybody who listens to us, you know where this is legit. This is 100%. This is not scripted. This is not everything that we talk about and the way we react and the way we feel. This is real. This is real life. This is not a scripted show. This is not, you know. So I kind of wanted to save it for this, but I also wanted you, because I knew you were upset. So I kind of had to say to you, let's talk about it first because I don't want you to be upset. Yeah.
The other day I was like, why the fuck did I ask his mom to take the kids? Like I don't want to be with him.
I know. So it was kind of hard and it was very, you know, I didn't know what the right call was. So I kind of just like, I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it wasn't fair to you. So.
And you made up for last night was really awesome. I highly recommend, not that it has to be strip poker, but I being in that, in a, vulnerable. Like vulnerable, more uncomfortable situation together really was something that we needed to do. I think it was like a trust fall kind of.
It was fun.
Only I fell onto your,
What?
What?
What'd you say?
I said only I fell onto your, a trust fall, but I fell onto your, never mind.
All right, yeah.
People out there.
No, but it was so fun.
It was so anyway, fun.
I love that it was something that we never done before. It was something that was, I was so excited about all day. And I was praying.
Well, and it was so good for my confidence that you were excited about it.
I was praying that you'd be into it. And I knew you would be because I know you're kind of like, you're into that if I make you feel comfortable being into that. And I was trying my best to make you feel comfortable.
So you were lying about
No, it's okay. True. I only did it because I knew this is how I really feel. And I really wanted to be this way with you. Because
I
love you.
Nice. Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you. We can't leave it on that. That's too. We can't leave.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Asshole.
All right, I think we're all set.
Okay. Oh, if you haven't rated and reviewed, please go do that. Okay. And
we hit the 1,000, right?
We so did hit good. The 1,000, but yeah, but I'd like to keep going. I'm very appreciative.
But Instagram, we need.
Oh my God, Instagram is right now craziness. Yeah. But it's good. If you're not following us on Instagram, please go do that. I'm going to try to put an email out this Friday. I know I haven't in a long time. I really want to this Friday. So if you're not signed up for our emails, go to our website and do that. I apologize for being so behind, but you guys know how it is with virtual school and stuff.
What are we, 2 months behind?
Yeah, I think about that. But people get it. They understand.
Sign up for our weekly emails that we'll send out once every
right,
2 months.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.